they saw something they liked, right?
Yeah, maybe. I've heard, well, you know, I've heard, you know, they've been doing some scouting, you know, on me, but, you know, I didn't know really until actually I got a phone call. How much, you know?
You've had a crazy path, too, right? From your football career in high school through college. You were working on a garbage truck and then at Sam's
management.
Club, too, right?
Yeah.
And then now, finally, you're on the roster.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, man. Since 2005, man, I didn't, you know, this was my dream, you know, but I feel work isn't over, you know, my work isn't over yet, you know, because, you know, just making a team isn't, you know, everything I would like to, you know, produce for a team and be a starter, you know. So that's the ultimate goal.
I'm sorry, Dave. What was your initial reaction when you got the call and you were told that you were being traded to the Eagles?
I was excited, man. I don't even know. I had no words because I was shocked that, you know, I got released at first. And then I was like, for 8 hours, 8-9 hours, I was just like stuck wondering, like, how, you know, how I get cut when I had a preseason like I did, so.
Dave, do you see yourself being able to compete for a starting job here?
No doubt, but first of all, I got to come in, get in with the team, learn, and get established and everything before, you know, learn to play before I get in.
How long do you think that process takes to kind of get acclimated with the new system?
I don't think it's going to take too long for the simple fact that the playbook is the same, but the terminology is different, so I just got to transfer terminology and everything, I think, you know.
So it's kind of strange to, you know, your first game against the Eagles will be your former team.
Yeah, it is in a sense, but, you know, I just think it's a new journey. It's just, you know, opened up new doors for me, so I'm not really, you know, it's weird, but it's not weird in a sense because I'm just, you know, moving forward with that, not trying to look back.
No slight against the Browns, but many people see the Eagles as a team that can contend for a playoff spot. How exciting is it to be with a squad that, you know, has a chance to make it to the postseason?
Oh, it's very exciting because, you know, you play, you know, National Football League to get, you know, the goal is to get a Super Bowl. When you know, a team like this is a great team, you know, great organization, so it's really great to be, you know, in this situation that I'm in.
When you were going through those years when you got cut by the Bucs and the Giants and then you latch on with the Browns, I mean, that's sort of the NFL story for a lot of guys who are trying to make a team, but is that frustrating? Is it difficult? Do you have to remind yourself, hey, this is, I can do this, I really want it? I mean, what was that experience like?
It was like when I was with the Giants and I got cut, you know, it kind of put a heartache on me kind of because it was like they made me doubt my ability to play, you know, so I had to go back to the drawing board and work 10 times harder than I already was doing, so I wouldn't be put in a situation like that again if I had the opportunity. So, you know, it made me open my eyes and make me want to work harder than I was already working, that's all.
What was that waste management thing all about? I mean, how long did you do that?
I did that for like 2 months, and it was just, I was sitting at home really not doing much, and my mom was like, you need to get a job, so I went out searching, and that was a job for 2 months. I didn't like it at all, so it was just like, but you got to have money in your pocket, you know, you can't just walk around being a bum, so, you know.
That was in Florida?
That was in Florida, yes, sir.
How long ago was that?
That was in 2005,
2006.
What kind of
stuff did you have to do, like,
day-to-day? At first, I was working with just garbage. I had to, you know, go to house and lift the garbage truck and dump the trash, and then I went on to do the yard trash, like, you know, sticks and leaves and, you know, stuff like that.
Pretty humbling, I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty humbling, and it's like, make you think, like, I'm not going to do this for the rest of my life. I got to have a change, you know?
From there to here is a big jump. I mean, do you ever think about that and, like, think back about, like, how far you've come over the last 7 years?
I think about it every day because I'm very thankful to be in a position that I am now. So I think about it every day.
Now, you were teammates with Danny Watkins for a brief time, correct?
Yes, sir. He actually, when he first came, I that's when I was playing tailback. So he was actually blocking for me for, you know, a while there. So he's a pretty good guy. I like him.